Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. If you've been following us, we've been in the book of Ruth. Ruth had listened to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and positioned herself in a way that's very vulnerable. Let's pick up the story on Ruth chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. At midnight, the man was startled and turned over, and behold, a woman lay by his feet. He said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." And he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, and that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich." The genuinely privileged are always amazed at their privilege. Those who think they deserve privilege are usually arrogant, willing to use others to gain for themselves and to keep others subservient to their desires. Boaz was a man of great privilege and wealth, seems genuinely moved by Ruth's actions. He saw her as a righteous woman who could attract younger, more suitable men. There was something Ruth saw in Boaz and something Boaz saw in Ruth that was mutual. He valued righteousness in women. He had heard of Ruth's decisions and watched her way of life. The demonstration of true righteousness is attractive to the righteous more than any other quality. The happenings in Naomi and Ruth's life could have ended so differently. Naomi could have been alone in this country trying to figure out how to eat and take care of herself. She needed somebody to take care of her. Ruth decided that she would do that, even though the cost to her was immense. Boaz understood all of this and was very impressed by this young lady and her dedication to do what's right, regardless of what it cost her. Ruth had many opportunities to walk away from Naomi, and nobody would have blamed her for it. But she chose the best over what would have been what she considered good for herself. The best is to take care of those in need and to let God work out the rest of the details of your life. There will always be somebody that's needy. There will always be somebody we can use our time and our talents and our efforts and our resources to help. We were never given resources so that we could be self-indulgent. We were given resources to build the kingdom, even if it's just the resource of being able to glean. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.